It's the story of an American held in a dark Venezuelan prison.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
I'm Becky Bruce. I spent a year working on Hope in Darkness, which now has more than 2 million downloads. Find it on KSLpodcast.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Welcome to the KSL Real Estate Show. Hear updates on the national and local Utah real estate markets. We cover residential and commercial properties. Plus, get inspiring ideas to make your house a home from our sponsor, Osmond Designs. Here's Heather Osmond and Jeff Kaplan on KSL News Radio.
Welcome to the Real Estate Show. Thanks so much for listening. I'm Jeff Kaplan. Heather Osmond is here from Osmond Designs. Our stores are in Lehi and Orem.
Yes, they are. And it is beginning to look a little bit like Christmas at Osmond Designs. I'm actually a little embarrassed to be announcing that. But of course, we have Halloween and of course, we have Thanksgiving as well. But we are in full swing of all of the holidays, Jeff. So you need to come visit us.
We got a Halloween blanket. I was in New Jersey for the weekend, and while I was gone, my wife went to a store and got us a Halloween blanket, and I'm thinking, wait a minute, couldn't we have done this over at Osmond Designs? So I pop over to the store, drive the 50 miles.
And... we missed you this weekend.
But I figured you're on to Thanksgiving already.
I know. You know what? It was beautiful. It was really, really fun. Jeff, you will be invited to the next setup party. I'll tell you that.
Wait, what's a setup party?
Setup party is get everything out of the back and make a huge big mess.
Oh, you're talking about work.
Work
That's
stuff.
That's work.
Always, always at Osmond Designs. Today, we are excited to have two special guests on the show with us. First, Jeff Howard. He is our Utah rep. And we have Seth King, who is the VP of Moe's Furniture, which is a manufacturer that our store purchases from. Let's start with you just telling us a little bit about yourself. Let's start with Seth.
Hey, thanks for having us here. We're really excited. My first time on the radio, by the way. So I think one time in eighth grade, I won a CD on the airway. So besides
Wait, were you caller number 7?
I think I was exactly that. Yeah.
Well, congratulations and welcome to KSL.
Yeah, thank you. But my name is Seth King. I'm the VP of sales of Moe's Home Collection. Been with Moe's for 8 years. And I've been in the industry for about 27 years. I started right out of college in 1998.
Incredible. Jeff?
Yes. I've been in the industry since I was in high school. I had a part-time job, fell in love with the industry, and have been doing it ever since. And I've been with Moe's for 13 years, and I love it because it is a family-owned operation.
Absolutely. Jeff Howard is here all the way from Denver, Colorado, and Seth King is here from Atlanta, Georgia, visiting Utah today just to be on our KSL radio show. So thank you for being here. Okay, let's tell all of our friends and listeners about Moe's Home. And then, of course, it's going to be very easy for me to brag about your company. Mm-hmm. But when was it founded? And what's your philosophy and mission behind designing the furniture and manufacturing it?
Mm-hmm. And first off, I'd like to say, just coming from Atlanta, seeing the background of Salt Lake City, it's so beautiful. Every picture is a postcard pretty much. So true.
Thank you.
But so Moe's Home was founded in the late 90s by Moe. There is a Moe, by the way, Moe Samian. And he was actually a retailer selling area rugs. And what he wanted to do was he started putting furniture around the area rugs to dress up his rug showroom. Started selling more furniture than area rugs, and voila, he had a furniture store. But then as entrepreneurs do, we started going overseas and buying products, and then opened up the wholesale division in 1999. So he's been doing that for, close to 26 years now. And the company has evolved significantly in the last 25 years. It's now second generation, so Moe Senior's still alive, but he's moved on. His daughter, Sarah, and son, Moe Jr., are now the co-CEOs, and they've been running it for about 8 years now, and they've just done an amazing job. But overall, what we do is we sell product for the home, which would be everything for living room, bedroom, dining room, office, and outdoor, and everything in those rooms. So it could be the sofa, it could be the coffee table, it could be the wall decor, it could be a candlestick holder on the shelf. So everything in between, for sure.
That's incredible. What I think makes Moe's different from other furniture makers are your style. You have just the coolest mountain modern style and the finishes on all of your case pieces, specifically your dining tables, your coffee tables, your nightstands, your end tables are just absolutely incredible. And the price point is also another reason why I really love it. Jeff, why do you love repping Moe's?
The reason I like repping Moe's the best these days is because we have our own in-house design team. So you're not going to see, you know, the product all over the place from other manufacturers. A lot of manufacturers will go over and buy off the shelf. Having your own in-house designers is huge. So our team keeps their finger on the pulse with what's going on in the industry. And I think that's what makes Moe's so refreshing.
Absolutely. So this show is called The Real Estate Show, mm-hmm. but I always feel like it starts with loving your home. We talk about, you know, the interiors, the exteriors, and really furnishings are so important in that whole scenario. Not only do you carry all of the case pieces for your entire home, for every room in the home, but you also do upholstery. Tell us a little bit about that as well.
Well, we've been working on upholstery for many years now. But we've put a lot into it as far as the development, meaning that there's more than just a style of upholstery. There's a lot behind the furniture that makes it sit well, that makes it last a long time. And that's really crucial to having the right furniture. And then at the end of the day, it needs to have a nice retail, right? You can make a beautiful sofa that sits great that costs $28,000. No one's going to buy it. Or you can make a beautiful one that costs $60, but it's going to fall apart in 2 months. No one's going to buy it. So find that right balance between style and functionality and price point, and that's really what the full product development team does.
For sure. What do you think some of the biggest opportunities coming up at the upcoming High Point Market are going to be? You always do new intros. There's always something fresh and new. What are you most excited about?
Well, we just were up in our corporate office last week, and we saw all 350 new introductions, which was amazing. And once again, that covered all product categories. So that was upholstery, that was dining tables, that was coffee tables, and everything in between. But some of the styles are just amazing. Really working on the wood finishes. So things have changed over the years, and that's probably why Heather's drawn to our product, because it is very fashion forward and stylish. So we're not creating new trends, but we're definitely on the front end of what's going to be popular. So as you turn on HGTV and watch those TV shows, our product is what they've been using to develop those rooms, right? So things like maybe small in nature, but just the finishes or the colors of products, right? So wood finishes, which used to be very stark one way or the other, stark white or stark black, or starting to go to mid-tones in the browns. Seeing the upholstery colors change is really, really cool too. For so many years, it was white and gray everywhere. And now to come and see some color, there's a lot of cedar green, some rust, some chocolate browns mixing in. The whites are now a creamy color. So it's just a little bit more appealing to the eye to me. So I'm really excited to show that product.
Hey, you mentioned HGTV. Mm-hmm. So I have to ask, when you have product on those shows, does it impact your business? Does it matter to you, really?
To some extent. I mean, there's people reaching out to have us donate furniture all the time for that type of stuff. But they want the free furniture. So most of the time we don't do it because I would rather send them to Osmond Design and have them work with them to buy the product. And at the end of the day, it helps a little bit for sure.
That as advertised on HGTV.
But we're more, we market to B2C, right? Business to consumer, B2B, sorry, business to business. Her job is to sell to the end consumer, and that's where she develops her brand.
Yeah, and I love to sponsor stuff like that. So, mm-hmm. you know, reach out to me if you are doing an HGTV show and you need great furniture for your set. We have done television sets in the past. We have been a sponsor for the Stadium of Fire. We've given away free furniture. So that's always really, really fun because I do think that that benefits me. As an interior designer, Moe's is an easy company to sell. I love your brand. I love your products. My salespeople love it. Not only do you do the small-scaled furniture that oftentimes we can use in model homes and condos and apartments, but you are now branching into larger-scaled furnishings for some of those great Utah homes that is so needed. Thank you so much for joining us today. We have Seth King. He is the vice president of Moe's Furniture. And we also have Jeff Howard here, and he is the Utah rep. I am Heather Osmond, the owner of Osmond Designs Furniture and Interior Design Stores. Come and see Moe's in our stores. And we have great holiday decor going on right now. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
What's that sound? That's the sound of Downy Unstoppable scent beads going into your washing machine and giving your clothes freshness that lasts all day long. There it is again. It's like music to your ears, or more like music to your nose. That freshness is irresistible. Let's get a Downy Unstoppable bottle shake. And now a sniff solo. Nice. With Downy Unstoppable, you just toss, wash, wow, for all day freshness.
I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. Don't miss Cold's new Season 3, where I look into the unsolved disappearance of Cherie Warren, a woman last seen leaving her job at a Salt Lake City office in 1985. Police cast suspicion on Cherie's estranged husband and boyfriend, but never made any arrests or recovered Cherie's remains. Find Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie, anywhere you get your podcasts.
We're back with the KSL Real Estate Show, sponsored by Osmond Designs on KSL News Radio.
Welcome back to the Real Estate Show. We're glad you're listening. I'm Jeff Kaplan. Heather Osmond is here from Osmond Designs. Her stores are in Lehigh and Orem.
Yes, and as a host of the KSL Real Estate Show, I have the opportunity to not only interview builders and real estate developers, but also I get to bring in oftentimes some of the vendors that I particularly prefer and like to work with. Today, we have two special guests. We have Jeff Howard all the way from Denver, Colorado. He is our Utah rep. And we have Seth King. He is the vice president of Moe's Furniture all the way from Atlanta, Georgia. Welcome to the show, you guys.
Yeah, thanks a lot for having us again. It's great.
So fun to have you. If you're just joining us, we've been talking about Moe's Furniture. If you have a second, get on your computer, pull your car over, check out Moe's Furniture. They have a great website, beautiful furnishings, not only case pieces, but also upholstery. In this segment, we're going to talk about supply chain, materials, and logistics, especially in today's volatile environment, including the furniture industry. Seth, let's start with you, if that's okay.
Mm-hmm.
What are some of the challenges and some of the supply chain disruptions that Moe's has been experiencing?
Since COVID has ended, things have smoothed out dramatically. During COVID, it was very, very challenging, very, very tough. There was bottlenecks at the manufacturing overseas. There was bottlenecks on getting product on the boats over to US, and then bottlenecks getting it to our warehouse, and then even then from delivery from our warehouse to your retail store. So since COVID, most of those have been cleaned up. So as far as those challenges, that hasn't been the difficult part, but there's always something new, right? That happens in life, and then today's concern would be tariffs, and that's a major part of what we're seeing out there today. And we're just learning as thing goes, right? This is an ongoing fluid situation, so there is no one answer, one way to handle it overall. So we've been just really aggressively trying to approach those, understand how it affects our wholesale cost to a retailer, and then ultimately the retail cost to the end consumer. And the way we've approached it is just take a slow approach to it. So tariffs, if you've been watching the news, have changed significantly over the last 6 months. And it seems like every week or two, there's something new that's going to pop up. Some people get very antsy and change their pricing immediately. We've held off. So we did finally have our price increase on a tariff price increase about a month ago. And although we've had tariffs from anywhere from 25% to 50%, our average price increase was about 6%. So we felt pretty comfortable with that nominal price increase.
Which is incredible, because as a retailer, I receive emails from manufacturers almost on the daily with price increases and tariffs. And there seems to be a lot of fear in the industry about where pricing is. And you seem to be controlling that. And I love that so much. At our store, we try to not do those price increases as well and just eat those, just much like you guys are.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's just good business, the best that you can, right? We would be changing our prices every other week if we had to go with all of the ebbs and flows of that. How do you maintain quality control across suppliers and factories? I know that you work with a lot of overseas factories.
Yeah, no, we import from many countries around the world. And the only way to do it is to have employees overseas there who are actually involved in the product. So we design the product. We work with several of the world's best manufacturers, but we have our own Q&A team at those factories. So before it gets loaded, before it gets boxed up and shipped, we've inspected the product. And that really helps keep it at a high level. And we can never guarantee it's always going to be perfect, but in general, it's a really great way to go for sure.
What are the primary materials that Mohs incorporates? Wood species, metals, upholstery fabrics, and hardware. Jeff?
Well, some of the woods that we love acacia, because acacia is a very hard wood, and it's a beautiful wood. The other wood that we like using is shisham. We like using, we started using some really cool oak. So we have some really cool oak pieces. So those are some of the materials that we're using today.
Well, and you inventory a lot of product in comparison to other manufacturers. How is all of that?
It's luckily I don't sign the checks. That would be Mo and Sarah. Yeah, we have millions of inventory in our warehouse. And that in its own right is a challenge. As we go back to COVID, when product was flowing it was hard to get product, so we had to buy a lot so we could get product. And then after COVID ended, it was easy to get product, but the demand went down, so we had millions of overstocked inventory in our warehouses. So as an importer, that's the balance you have to do. So if I place an order today for 50 dining tables, we'll probably get inventory in 6 months, but we want to sell between those 6 months. So you have to have, in theory, 6 months of inventory somewhere along the way as you're receiving every month, which is not an easy challenge when you have over 3,000 items that we stock.
So dining tables are the hot commodity, since you brought that up. Mm-hmm. Dining tables at Osmond Designs right now are flying off the showroom floors. They're beautiful. Mohs price point, your quality, your warranties are second to none, and something that I really admire and respect about your company. What makes Mohs so unique?
I think the main part is the design of the product. We may have mentioned before about our in-house design team. This team, we have six people in-house, plus they work with designers around the world. So we're not always using a Mohs-inspired design. It's inspired from, we have a designer in Japan, we have a designer in Europe, we have a designer in South America. So kind of getting that worldly experience and that influence throughout the full line is really important to us.
So I have a question. Jeff had mentioned wood called, was it shisham?
Yeah, it's called shisham. Mm-hmm. It's out of India.
Are there woods I've never heard of at age 66?
It must apparently be a good wood. It's shisham.
Yeah, shisham. And it's a popular wood in India, and it's very, very strong.
Excellent. Learn something new here on the KSL Radio Show. Today we have Seth King from Atlanta, Georgia. He is the VP of Mohs. And we have Jeff Howard here from Denver, Colorado. He is the Utah rep. You're listening to the KSL Real Estate Show. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
The Ford lineup continues to show why it's a household name. Whether you're in the market for a gas, electric, or hybrid vehicle, your local Ford stores is the place to be. Command the road with the best-selling trucks in America for 48 years and counting. Ford F-Series trucks. Gear up and head out in an all-wheel drive Ford SUV. Perfect for the mountains, city, and everywhere in between. Or discover Ford's electrifying lineup of electric or hybrid vehicles. Don't wait. Inventory has arrived, so head to your local Ford stores today. Based on 1977 to 2024 CY total sales.
At the UPS Store, we have the key to unlock the world of possibilities, because we'll sign for your packages and protect them from porch pirates. Most locations are independently owned. Product, services, pricing, and hours of operation may vary. See center for details. The UPS Store. Be unstoppable. Come into your local store today.
A gun in the face.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
Started 2 years of horror for an American in Venezuela.
They said, you need to give us your phone and get ready because you're coming with us.
I'm Becky Bruce, and I spent a year researching and piecing together Josh and Tammy Holt's story about their ordeal in a notorious prison.
That's when everything started to turn bad. We had another pound on the door. Boom, boom, boom. and there was the police once again.
You can binge all of the episodes of Hope in Darkness on kslpodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to the KSL Real Estate Show. Hear updates on the national and local Utah real estate markets. We cover residential and commercial properties. Plus, get inspiring ideas to make your house a home from our sponsor, Osmond Designs. Here's Heather Osmond and Jeff Kaplan on KSL News Radio.
Welcome to the Real Estate Show. Thank you so much for listening. I'm Jeff Kaplan. Heather Osmond is here from Osmond Designs with stores in Lehigh and Orem.
Yes, we do have stores in Orem and Lehigh. If you are out driving today, please stop by and see the explosion of holiday at our Lehigh and Orem stores. Osmond Designs is the name, and we are having a lot of fun. You might get some glitter on yourself on the way out, but they smell beautiful. They look beautiful. Everything is coming together. And, you know, it's almost time to prepare your home for family and friends to stop by. Grab that dining table, grab the new sectional, whatever you're in the market for, and you'll be a little bit ahead of the game. Today, we have two very special guests on the show with us today. And no surprise, they sell dining tables and coffee tables and end tables and nightstands and upholstery and all the things that you need for your holidays. And today we have Seth King. He is the vice president of Mose Furniture, and he's here from Atlanta, Georgia, and we're so happy to have him here in Utah. And we have Jeff Howard, and he is the Utah rep all the way from Denver, Colorado, and I've worked with Jeff and his wife for many, many years, and they're dear friends. So thanks for being back on the show with us, both of you.
Thanks for having us.
This is great. Okay, Mose Home. Gorgeous, gorgeous furniture. If you are at home right now, check out this website. Let's talk a little bit about that, Seth.
Yeah, mosehome.com. We've had this site for about 3 years now. It's very important to our business overall as we connect with our retailers and design services customers out there. We have put a lot into it to find a way to be able to sell our product with people who may not have seen the product in person. So things like imagery on it is super, super important. Not only do we have beautiful lifestyle shots to see what it would look like in home settings, but really the individual shots, you can basically walk around the product if you wanted to see the back of a sideboard, for example, or the inside to see what the drawers look like, or all the different nooks and crannies that can be on a coffee table or a bed or whatever. So the imagery is top notch. But then there's always going to be questions that a consumer has. You know, as far as the dimensions of the product, or does a dining chair slip under the ease of the dining table, things like that. So we try to put in as much information in there and line drawings to really make it important for the end consumer to feel comfortable to buy the product.
And you have so much in-stock merchandise, which is so incredible. So when you order something, it ships quickly to the end consumer, which I think is more important than ever. Not only do you have standard catalog offerings, so you can just buy it as is, but you also do custom orders, correct, Jeff?
We do not do total custom, but we have, like, our best sellers will offer in several different fabrics. So you can order, you know, those in different fabrics, and we try to stock them.
So it's semi-custom.
Semi-custom. The nice thing about that is that we stock it in all the colors. So if you see a color on the website, we'll have that color in stock. And if we don't have it in stock, it'll be in stock shortly. So you don't have to wait the long period of time that you would for a custom order.
So smart. I love that so much. How are housing and real estate trends influencing furniture design? Every market's a little bit different, right?
Yeah, exactly.
I don't know how you guys even try to provide for the entire country with so many varying climates and personalities throughout.
The design team is very impressive and very prolific, right? So they spend a lot of time out visiting cities in the U.S., visiting cities around the world. They really need to understand what the end consumer wants. It's not our job to create a new trend. It's our job to be on top of the trend. So as you get out, you'd realize that in Salt Lake City, the rooms are big. You have these high ceilings, big giant great rooms, you know, so the scale of the furniture needs to fit that definitely. You may be in New York City in Manhattan where the apartments are 600 square feet. So do we have the condo style furniture as well, the sizing that works there as well? So we need to be well-rounded to be able to cover all the different demographics, all the different types of homes and houses out there currently, for sure.
For sure. Okay, give us a little sneak peek about what we will be seeing at High Point Furniture Market. I know I'm excited.
We had our big HQ market last week, and it was incredible. One thing that we saw that Heather will see in the High Point Market is you've seen the vacuum-sealed mattresses that ship to your house. We came out with a vacuum-sealed sectional.
What?
That is super comfortable, and it's a great value.
It's a sectional in a box?
There's no wood. It's all foam, and it's crushed. The cushions are crushed memory foam.
Wait, how big is the box? This is amazing.
This is crazy.
It's UPSable and what? FedEx Ground. So it's going to change. And what that does is it changes our freight cost. So that's how we can get the super value in this sectional. And it's a large sectional. It's not small.
But there's no wood involved. So there's no structure.
It's all, the structure is a high density polyurethane foam. And the cushions are a crushed memory foam.
And so this thing shrinks down, you vacuum seal it. Do you roll it up like they do the mattresses?
It's flat packed. So it is, you know, it takes a couple of days to be the actual size that it is.
It's like a chia pet. You have to water and grow it.
So a shipping company shows up with a pancake in a cardboard box. You open it up, and it's like just add water, instant sectional sofa.
Right. No water. Don't add water.
Just wait a couple hours, and you can sit on it.
Oh, my word. Okay, but for an apartment complex, for a condo, if you're on the 18th floor, like that's kind of cool, right? You can't fit a sectional. You might have to sell it with the house because you might not be able to get it back.
Wait, can you shrink it back down?
When you have to move?
You can't, but it's easy to move because it's a foam construction. So it will fit through the door and it'll fit through, you know, hallways and staircases.
Can you squeeze it through the door?
Absolutely.
Wow.
Okay, you guys are definitely innovative. I have not heard of that before. You're hearing that first on KSL Radio Show here in Utah. What are some other sneak peeks that we can tell our listeners about? Some colors, some wood tones, trends.
I think some of the styles have been evolving the last several years, and a lot of things have been leaning a little bit more traditional. There's a great new cabinet we have that it looks like it's from the 80s with some beautiful molding on it. It's just a beautiful piece, and it's just designed in my eye these days, right? But I can also think, I think my grandma had something very similar 40 years ago, and she may still have one in the garage now. But as things change, they all always come back to the way they are, so there is definitely an 80s, 90s influence on some of the design. Not all of it, but there's that segment of product there. We're seeing some more patterns in fabrics now. Not in a big way, but in some small patterns. The colors have changed a little bit as well. As we talked about earlier, some of the whites are now creams. Some of the stark white and gray is now going to go colorful with some pops of with a rust and brown and greens for sure.
For sure. And some of the wood tones are very warm. It's not really, really light, and it's not really, really dark. It's just a good walnut medium, wouldn't you say?
Yeah, that's been evolving for the last couple of years. But yeah, we have about 15 different new finishes you'll see in the showroom as well. And most all of them are going to be in that medium color, medium to chocolate color for sure.
Absolutely beautiful product. Mohs Furniture. They have an incredible website, mohshome.com. We've been talking about tariffs, some pricing, styles. I think you guys are fashion forward in all of those areas, and you are definitely a leader in the furniture industry. I'm proud to sell Mohs in my furniture stores here in Utah, Osmond Designs, Lehigh location, and Orem location. Please stop by if you are out and about today and come check that out. Before we close today, I do want to give a shout out to Central Bank. They are trusted bankers and loyal friends of this community and also of the KSL Real Estate Show. They've been serving Utah for over 130 years, and they are safe and secure. And I'm really proud that Central Bank believed in my business before I even knew exactly what my business was. And it would not be what it is today without Central Bank. So thank you so much. Last but not least, big shout out to Moe's Furniture, Seth King, Vice President of Moe's, all the way from Atlanta, Georgia, who came on the show today to give us great info. And then also Jeff Howard, all the way from Denver, Colorado. Thanks for being my friend. Thanks for being my special guest on the show today. And please, please come check out Moe's, you know, while supplies last, because it might all actually all be sold by the time this airs. Thanks for joining us today. Stay tuned. We'll be right back on the KSL Real Estate Show.
You know that big bargain detergent jug is 80% water, right? It doesn't clean as well.
80% water? I thought I was getting a better deal because it's so big.
If you want a better clean, Tide Pods are only 12% water. The rest is pure, concentrated cleaning ingredients.
Oh, let me make an announcement.
Attention shoppers, if you want a real deal, try Tide Pods.
Stop paying for watered-down detergents. Pay for clean. If it's gotta be clean, it's gotta be Tide Pods. Water content based on the leading bargain liquid detergent.
2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
She was tear-gassed and beaten.
Images of thousands desperate to escape Taliban oppression filled our news feeds. More than 80,000 Afghans made it to America. But the story didn't end there.
It was very cold. There was no power, no heat.
Who would help our newest neighbors? I'm Andrea Smartin. In Stranger Becomes Neighbor, you'll hear the stories of some remarkable refugees who left their homes and their dreams behind, only to start over from zero.
Their only possession was three blankets.
And you'll meet Americans who stepped up to help them.
You want me to come when you deliver your baby.
What can one person do in the face of an international disaster decades in the making? That's Stranger Becomes Neighbor. Find us at kslpodcast.com. Follow us on Apple Podcasts or anywhere else you listen.
We're back with the KSL Real Estate Show, sponsored by Osmond Designs on KSL News Radio.
Welcome back to the Real Estate Show. We're glad you're listening. I'm Jeff Kaplan. Heather Osmond is here from Osmond Designs. Her stores are in Lehi and Orem.
Yes, and to close today's show, we're going to step a little bit outside the world of real estate to talk about leadership, freedom, and entrepreneurship, qualities that not only drive our Utah economy, but also the next generation of leaders. Joining us is Aubrey Hudson. She is the president of the Students of BYU at Turning Point Association. Aubrey, welcome to the show.
Thank you, guys. I'm so excited.
I'm happy to have you because you have a Utah event coming up that we're going to talk about just in a few minutes. But wanted to first talk about just Turning Point USA and what the goals are for this BYU chapter.
Yeah, we have some big goals at the chapter for BYU students. We sat down as a group and we're like, you know what? We're going to be the biggest chapter in America, and we're right there close to it. But one of the biggest things that we're working on right now is with the events of September 10th, we're trying to create a place for students, for community members to gather and to heal, uniting together and really just wanting to be able to heal from this, to move forward from it, and to be able to create a space for kids to feel safe, to stand up for what they believe in.
Good. I love that so much. Turning Point often focuses on free market ideas. How do those principles relate to what students are seeing in today's economy and job market?
Yeah, I feel like the students today are kind of scared for the economy and the place that we're living in right now. Facing higher prices for housing and groceries and tuition and all of that. So I think the principles of free market, encouraging entrepreneurship, it argues against, you know, government regulation in a lot of that way. A freer market with fewer barriers can encourage kids to take risks, to start their own business, to be able to grow in the career that they're wanting with the limited government and the less regulation we have and the freer market we have. I feel like we're setting ourselves up for better success in our life. So I think that's how we're able to push for that.
Great job. Many of our listeners are small business owners. real estate agents and builders. How does Turning Point inspire young people to become entrepreneurs or take initiative in their careers?
I think that's one of the biggest goals of Turning Point. I've been following Turning Point since I was in high school, and not that the organization itself encouraged me to start my own business, but I feel like the values and the morals that it teaches us to be self-sufficient, to take things, you know, head on, and to do things for ourselves, encourages that. When I graduated high school, and my dad and I were like, let's buy a food truck and start this business, I had no idea what I was getting myself into at all. But because of the people that I followed who were aligned with Turning Point, I was able to feel like I can do it. Like, this is something that we're able to do. I'm self-sufficient. We live in the greatest country in the world. And because of that, our small businesses can flourish if we fight for it. So,
for sure. What leadership lessons have you personally learned about organizing events, managing people, and communicating ideas respectfully? I feel like all of these are more important than ever.
Oh my goodness. I feel like I've needed a crash course, and I haven't gotten the chance for that yet. But I think what I've learned is that truly at the basis of it, people are good. Especially in the world where Turning Point kind of lives, you can feel like that sometimes. It's not always good. But while I've been organizing events, while I've been gathering students, with me and my team, we've been able to get together, and we're just like, this is working. This is, you know, like, people are good. People want to help us. People want to be a part of something good. And at the heart, humans are good, especially Utahns.
I'm listening to you, and we're talking about entrepreneurship. We're talking about the freedom to run a business. Now, I'm in the news business, and the headlines over the past, I guess, month since Charlie Kirk's murder have been all about the political aspects of Turning Point USA.
Yeah.
Are we just not talking about that, or is that not what you're about? Because we're talking about a completely different subject.
Yes, I love this question. I love being able to talk about this. Turning Point USA gets the title of a political organization. Charlie Kirk gets titled as a political activist, which he was, but the pillars that he stood on and the organization stand on have nothing to do with political policies, with legislation, or with political leaders. They're founded on God, family, and country. You can find that in any speech ever given. And in my opinion, that's what we need more in this world, instead of arguing about policies and political leaders. I think the kids of this generation want less of that and more of just standing up for the values and the things that you believe in.
And I believe that we should be able to voice our opinions, and we don't always have to agree, and we can still be friends. And that's what this is all about. You have a Utah event coming up. Please tell us more about that.
Yes, we are October 14th at the Utah State Capitol. We are hosting student speakers. We already right now have about 500 RSVPs of students coming to the Capitol. It's Charlie Kirk's birthday, so that's the reason we're gathering. We want kids to walk away by picking up the mic. That's kind of the slogan we're using, meaning picking up the mic that Charlie Kirk left, meaning to stand up, to not be afraid to share what you believe in, and to have courage in your faith and in the things that you value in your life. So that's our goal. We have lots of kids coming. We want everyone and anyone to be there. It's going to be an inspiring and an incredible event.
So can it be kids and adults of all ages?
Yes.
Can adults come? Can old people like Jeff and I come?
We're prioritizing students because that's the target audience we're going for. But we welcome all who want to be there. So
you're awesome. Today we had Aubrey Hudson. She is the president of Students of BYU at Turning Point. The event is what date?
October 14th at 6 p.m. at the Capitol.
Make sure you RSVP. Thank you so much for joining the KSL Real Estate Show today. See you next week.
Are you ready to take your small biz to the next level? At the UPS Store, we have the key to unlock a world of possibilities. We'll sign for your packages and protect them from porch pirates. We'll send text straight to your phone so you're in the loop for new deliveries, and give your small biz the street cred it deserves with a real street address.
So what are you waiting for? Most locations are independently owned. Product, services, pricing, and hours of operation may vary. See center for details. The UPS Store. Be unstoppable. Come into your local store today.